You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the weekly Batuta Bulletin. Clancy Overall in the booth, Errol Parker in the booth, Wendell Hussey in the booth.
Hello.
Bit going on in the world.
Yep. Yeah, God willing, we get through it, Clancy.
Eastern states are getting a bit wet.
Finally.
It's coming down.
We've got a new shirt that's about to drop.
Well,
is it worth mentioning?
We're waiting. It's worth mentioning. Like, you'll have to look out for it. It's actually going to be dropped in our newsletter, which if you haven't joined our newsletter, probably too late at the moment, considering this will probably go out later this afternoon. But you can get onto our newsletter by chasing the link in our bio or going to Facebook and looking back at a post I did on Thursday night at about 8 o'clock, I'd say, and then just going down that link. And
it's a very exclusive club to get into.
Yeah. So. Yep. I'll tell you what, though, because the people that we have serving ads on our website at the moment are doing a fucking cunt of a job. Like, never in my life have I seen such ads, and for fuck all money, too.
Well, it's all the more reason
just
to jump on
to
the
fuck them off.
It's all the more reason to jump on the newsletter.
Fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah. I was particularly disappointed about some of the ads are quite misleading as well.
Grow your cock 8 inches.
Well, there are no MILFs within 5 kilometres of
no. But I get ads for Temu saying these are anti-fatigue ladies' shoes. So you can see what I've been looking at on Temu.
Anti-fatigue.
Yeah, anti-fatigue shoes are made for people like chefs, nurses, teachers, right. People who have to spend a lot of time on their feet. There's just some added padding, to help you get through the day.
Mm. There's some nice, decorative little kind of ornaments that look like thimbles as well.
Yeah.
I get a lot of ads for them.
Yeah, you got your new phone today from Temu. I think, have you put all of our company passwords into your phone yet or what?
It's a funny old phone. It doesn't have the English in it isn't very good. So I can't use.
Are you sure it's your English or the phone's English?
No, I think it's broken English.
Broken English is its first language.
Are you doing the dumb phone thing? Are you going back to the Nokias or whatever, or have you just got another iPhone?
No, I need pictures.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on?
Actually, it's been a busy week in the news, but not a lot of stuff that we can talk about.
No, isn't that just that just boils my piss when there's some big story in the fucking news, and you just know that as soon as you go near it, you will just get fucking pegged by Sue Chrysanthew. As soon as you press fucking publish,
one day we'll
Mate,
have a
we
legal
can go
team.
Near it. Every we're more than allowed to go near it.
Yeah, I know.
Are
but,
we?
Yes, but it comes with the pegging. And no, I don't want to get pegged, especially on a Friday.
The financial pegging as well is probably not worth the play.
Yeah, you get pegged from the front and back. What's in the news that we can talk about, young
well,
fella?
We can talk about politics. And the headline on this first story is about the soft cock Prime Minister appointing a Governor General who hasn't even completed basic weapons training. It's disgraceful.
Yes, for the first time in a decade, the Governor-General of Australia will not be a former member of the Australian military top brass. Samantha Mostyn will be Australia's 28th Governor-General and the second woman to hold the position after Queensland's own Quinton Bryce briefly held the position when that soft-cock Kevin Rudd snuck her in amongst the retired army colonels that take the reins whenever the Liberal Party is in power.
That's right, but Prime Minister Albanese has done it again, and he's aware that he is facing a wave of criticism for appointing some random civilian to this position as effectively our head of state, or at least the person that communicates with our head of state. The appointee, on top of the lack of basic weapons training, is alleged to have never once opened fire on another human being. However, Albanese has tried to make a point of her being from a prominent military family and also having heaps of experience as a CEO and board member and all that kind of shit.
Have we figured out what the Governor General does yet?
They sack, on behalf of the CIA, they will sack a reforming Labor government Prime Minister when he starts doing a bit too much stuff that kind of, might spread elsewhere in the Anglosphere.
Right. So, but given current circumstances, they do nothing then.
They and to the live foreseeable in, future, in that they won't. Admiralty House in Sydney. That's like it's the one that's
where's
on.
That?
It's you know you've got Kirribilli House and you've got Admiralty House. Kirribilli's tucked around the corner a bit. Admiralty House is on a point. They're often confused. They get to live in Government House in Canberra, which is quite nice.
So they get a madhouse and a good position, and they don't have to do anything.
Well, they also have to swear in ministers, or in the case of Scott Morrison, swear
multiple
ministers for different roles. Also, they host parties that are kind of anti-vaxxer, or not anti-vaxxer, but they're kind of like freedom movement parties. And that last bloke's missus used to sing. What else is in the news?
Anyway, it's good work for Sam Mostyn if you can get it. Now, we have some good news from a neighbouring town of ours. Good Coffee has finally arrived in the bush as town's first homosexuals open a cafe called The Hub.
Yes, huge news for the remote and stoic community if you want to go, cunt, just a couple hours from here. Residents of the 8,000-strong Shire on the Queensland-New South Wales border are now able to enjoy a decent coffee for the first time in history. Previously running on Makona International Roast and that cheap Italian flag-looking espresso shit from Woolies that gets drained into 500 mils of warm milk, You Want to Go Cunt is now proudly serving lattes, flat whites, and proper cappuccinos.
Yes, Bruce and Julian have opened The Hub, a historic first after being the first official homosexual couple to set themselves up in You Want to Go Cunt. Apart from a couple of elderly lesbian social workers who everyone insisted were just housemates, business is through the roof already, with rumours a few more cafes will be sprouting up before the end of the year.
Exciting times for them.
It's just what that Shire needs, a little bit of culture.
They sell flowers too, I believe.
Oh, good on them.
And all the farmers' wives are absolutely ecstatic because they get to have a gay friend like Carrie did on Sex and the City.
How cosmopolitan. Mm. Now, not exciting times for the subject of our next story. An apprentice catching a 5 a.m. bus with all of his tools has revealed that he's got 3 months to think about what he's done.
Yes, 19-year-old Ollie Minichello has a bit more free time on his hands to contemplate just how much of a dumb C-word he is. This comes after the first year Chippy's apprentice decided to drive home from the Bolo last Friday after approximately 5 full-strength schooners of piss and 2 completely useless mid-strength schooners. Jeez.
With no trips to Morton or Fraser in sight for the young man and the old Land Cruiser he can't afford now in the driveway, Minnie is catching the bus at 5 a.m. every single morning with a bag full of tools. He said, figuring out how to use public transport for the first time in my life at 4 a.m. on a Monday after getting done pissed by the cops wasn't very fun. It's going to be a long few months ahead. I have to say, he's lucky he only got 3 months, the little fuck.
He's fucking going to learn him. Bit of Joe Rogan to consume over the next little while, I reckon.
He certainly won't be getting his espresso coffees from The Hub anytime soon, will he?
Oh, they're not that
early.
He's
500
Bruce and Julian aren't up that early.
It'll be a while until he faces any balls from the Paddington end, I'll tell you that much.
Wrapping it up with a animal story. And a mixed breed dog has reached its 15th birthday without experiencing a single health problem.
A significant milestone for the old mutt that belongs to Batuta Heights woman Maggie Kane. It's been confirmed that the dog named Lou is as durable as the 3310 Nokia, famously famous for being famously tough. After reaching the ripe old age of 15, geez, apparently hasn't had anything wrong with him. He's just had worming tablets and the odd flea bomb.
Yeah, it's a stark contrast to the other dog, Frankie, a designer bulldog who is racking up on average 2.5K AUD in veterinary fees every single year. Maggie admitted to us that those fees will probably go up in time until Frankie suffers an untimely and rather painful passing as a result of health problems stemming from humans fucking with her genetics.
Very pleasant note to finish on. 2.5K is actually pretty cheap for a Frenchie.
You should be allowed to eat your dog if it's like,
well,
gets to that level.
Through conflicts in the past, expense. Plenty of people have.
They do in some cultures too.
I've had it.
I don't see anything wrong with it. Meat's
meat. I thought
meat.
He would if he's got people from that part of Europe in his family.
Well, from my part of Europe, we just eat sheep intestines and fermented fish.
Yeah, you guys have this mental block about certain animals not being edible, and I think it's a very privileged kind of position to be in, where you just
I think it's quite privileged to not have enough horses that you can eat one. To be honest, every single horse should be used for horse racing.
And then what happens when they don't race very fast anymore?
You fucking try and tame them, and then you sell them to some rich cunt who's got a daughter.
No, that's normal, dude. No. I've been shooting and butchering my own feral donkeys for about 10 years.
Horse and donkey are some of the most nutritious meats on the face of planet Earth.
Okay, Joe Rogan.
Sorry, that was my donkey noise.
This is an Eeyore. Can you do an emu?
No, I actually can't do an emu. Sounds beatboxy.
It's scary.
Subwoofers.
When they start doing that near you, you know they can just peck your brain over.
Can you do
all
the koala?
All I need to do is get a little bit of oxygen.
You know that with emus, if you shoot them in the head, they're in a big mob. If you shoot them in the head, the other emus don't spook. They're just like, what the fuck is Fred doing? And then you get the opportunity to shoot another one.
But you just got to get them in the head.
But you should
saying?
Never do that because they're a protected species.
No, you can only do that in one part of Australia, which is the, what's it called? The Hutt River Micronation.
Newtown.
Well, that's also a micronation of
Taronga
sorts.
Zoo.
I cannot even possibly fathom how much trouble you'd get into if you shot a fucking emu at Taronga Zoo.
That's what I do if I won Powerball. Me and Glenn McGrath would go to Taronga Zoo and shoot every animal there.
One ball could change it all. Anyway, that was not an ad. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly Batuta Bulletin. You should hear the stuff we had to cut out.
See ya.
Ciao.